Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, and joining me live over the phone this morning is Mayor Eric Green with the town of Alpine. Good morning, Mayor Green. How's Alpine today?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time as always and giving us an update on what's going on in the town of Alpine. I guess first off, out of the gate, there was a town council meeting last night. Mayor, if you could highlight a couple of things that were discussed, maybe some highlights of the council meeting yesterday.
Yeah, no problem. Last night was the third reading for the annexation at Alpine Junction. So that passed, and now we have a whole new section of town that's been annexed in. Just so everyone knows where it is, it's everything basically behind Brolin's and out to on Highway 89 out to the Flying Saddle. So everything on that side of the highway is now in the town of Alpine.
So it's official. It's done as of last night. That's in the books then.
It's official, and we're super excited because part of the excitement is the property, the lodging tax dollars that are going to be brought in by bringing in the RV park and the Flying Saddle. And those are dollars that we're going to be able to put to use to, have more programs similar to the concert series that we do in the summer now. And, we're real excited about that. And should be a huge benefit to the town for sure.
And something that we've brought up on this in the past, because there's been other portions of areas that have been discussed for annexation, but this was already, if I remember correctly, that area was already kind of looped into the town infrastructure, right? And so it was a little easier to pill to swallow.
That's exactly right. The town doesn't really have to do anything to extend our services or whatever. They're already hooked up. So it was a no-brainer to bring them into the town.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green on the weekday wake-up this morning. Anything else discussed in last night's town council meeting you'd like to mention today?
No, it was actually a pretty smooth meeting. Nothing major. We had the first reading on a new speed limit ordinance. So that was kind of something else that we're going to be looking at here over the next few meetings, get that in place, then that allows us to put speed limit signs up around town and gives us a few other opportunities to hopefully try to get people slowed down. The only other major thing that kind of happened last night was the new welcome signs for the town of Alpine. We chose a vendor who is going to provide the signs, so people will see over the coming weeks that our new signs are going up. So that's also kind of exciting.
Excellent. Alpine Mayor Eric Green on the weekday wake up this morning. Of course, one of the big other topics right now, Mayor Green, is the American Preparatory Academy and the charter school. And is charter school still trying to work out some land, place to build? What's the latest there?
So the latest is at this point, we're just trying to work out a lease for land. The land that the town of Alpine owns, and it's likely to be directly behind the fire station when you're coming into town. So that's been the parcel that's been kind of highlighted as the designated place to put the school. We're just working through some of the lease terms right now, but we should have some, hopefully some big news soon. The lease will have to go in front of town council, of course, but I anticipate that things should keep moving forward, and I know that they're working on getting the temporary school buildings purchased, and eventually they're going to be moved down here, I think, later on this summer. So those are some big news items for sure.
Yeah. So those temporary buildings this summer, when are they? Do they have a launch date for the first school year? They're not thinking this fall, are they?
No, they okay. can't. They can't get it up and going by this fall. Okay. It would be a fall of 26 for sure.
Perfect. Mayor Green, just a couple other things I've seen come out of the town of Alpine. I noticed that there's some discussion around a community garden, doing a survey now. Maybe tell us what that's about.
Yeah, that's just, we have this piece of land right next to the town of Alpine building that's just kind of bare and doing nothing. And I guess it's been talked about in the past, but recently a community member brought it up to me, like, we should have a community garden. So we wanted to put it out there to see if there was much interest, and I will say that we got kind of overwhelming support for a community garden. And that's something that we're seriously considering. I think we'd have to get it started pretty soon, but we had somewhere in the range of 50 people, respond to our survey. And 75% of the people said they would definitely use it. A fair portion of those said that they would even pay to use it. So that's another thing that we're trying to figure out. But just another opportunity to bring the community together. I think it would be a big success. So, yeah, we're considering it. And summer's getting here with this great weather. We better make a decision quick, I guess, because we don't want to miss our short growing season.
That's right. It'll be gone before we know it, unfortunately. Mayor, of course, with a growing community like Alpine, you're always looking ahead at services provided by the town and including law enforcement. And right now you're partnering with Lincoln County Sheriff's Office to provide that. It sounds like maybe a new development in that partnership to try and further that along, correct?
Yeah, so we have a piece of land over in Alpine Meadows that the town owns that there's some infrastructure on. That it was brought up with the previous administration that we should build some housing. Well, we've kind of gotten some wind behind our sails with that, and we thought, well, let's move this forward. Well, it turns out, once we've done a little more research, that particular piece of land that has the infrastructure on it, we really can't build on that piece of land. But we do have another piece of land that we're considering, bringing something forward that would have housing for not only, someone in the sheriff's department, but maybe we could even build housing for school teachers, people that work for YDOT, people that work for the county, stuff like that. So it's just really in its infancy, but we might, find a way to build some more housing that's desperately needed for some of these people that work in the area for these government institutions.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning in the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to bring up today?
No, it was great to talk to you again, and appreciate the monthly catch-up. So, feel free to call me anytime.
You bet. That's Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.